What's up? This is Josh from JustUsGeeks.com, and you've stumbled upon episode 146 of the Just Us Geeks podcast. 146. And as you may have well noticed from our banner and from all things Twitter and Facebook, we're entering the Matrix this week for episode 146. Joining me in the Matrix is one Logan Barnes.
Greetings.
Greetings, Matrix people. I see that red dress you're wearing, Logan Bonds. You're a formidable part of the program.
Actually, you're the one in the red today, so...
But I'm not wearing pants.
I'm wearing a trench coat.
James looked to see if I was wearing pants. I saw him. He was like, it's pants over there.
And my tiny shades with no arm bar.
Shut up. The shades are awesome. Joining Logan in the Matrix is one Matthew Wood.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good.
I wore my... real world shirt today. You know, Neo wears like a shirt like this.
Yeah, it's all sticky. And
mine's cleaner than his, probably.
You need to like tear the collar some.
Yeah. Whatever.
Make
hey,
it
how's it going?
Ball.
It's great to be here.
Hey,
love
how's
you guys.
It going? Yeah. And one James Stratton.
I don't know what's real.
Me either. I don't think that's important. I think the only thing that's important is that steak.
That's a good steak.
That's a really good steak. All right, so as I said, episode 146 is all about the Matrix. We're going to talk about the movies, some of the properties, and all that kind of good stuff. So let's just jump right into it with this week's Tweet the Geeks question of the week, which you can always answer on Facebook, facebook.com/JustUsGeeks. You can also answer at Twitter at JustUsGeeks, which you did on both places, as well as JustUsGeeks.com. So our Tweet the Geeks question of the week this week is, would you unplug from the Matrix, choosing the red pill or blue pill? And that's the question that we asked on all over social media. Our good friend and featured contributor at JustUsGeeks.com, Keith Parker, he helped us out this week by posting our Tweet the Geeks question of the week over on his Facebook. And he says this, he took it a different way than just the straightforward way we asked the question, which is cool. He said, my friends at Justice Geeks are asking an interesting question this week. Would you unplug from the Matrix? Now, I assume that means no cell phone, no email, no World Wide Web, no GPS, etc. It's surreal to remember just how disconnected we all were before the 90s. So let's take a look at that version of the question before. His friend Jamie Archer said, I do periodically. Keith himself said, I don't think I'd like it. In fact, I know I wouldn't. I love the digital age. Could you guys like totally remember? I know, James, you say that every now and then you wish you could just throw your phone away. So yeah, you wouldn't have to be hounded by work and all that other kind of crap.
Yeah, I would love to unplug.
Yeah. Logan, I mean, you're basically unplugged with that iPhone there.
Yeah. Yeah, it's made out of wood and acorns.
We have to set it on fire and use smoke signals to get in touch with him.
Yeah.
But could you step away from video game technology?
I think I could. I think I'd be okay.
Seriously?
Yeah. No, if no, it meant could. Fighting robots in the real world.
No,
we're just talking like turning it off.
Yeah, we're talking about like
how right long? Now. Right now, we're just saying
off.
Turn it off. You're off. Done. You're done.
Yeah, he's right.
That's it. I think I could. I would be okay. I would go learn other skills.
See, that's what I fear the most in the zombie apocalypse.
Playing tic-tac-toe again.
Yeah.
So if we unplug from the Matrix, then we're in a world with robot overlords.
No.
We're talking about real life.
Keith took a different aspect.
Keith took the question and like brought it into real terms. Like, could you unplug from like your phone? Like
the Matrix being your phone, your computer, Facebook, Twitter, all that. He took it like that.
Yeah, which is cool. Yeah. Could you do that, Matt?
Absolutely. Yeah, I think I would. I think everyone would enjoy life more and just, you know, kind of live.
Well, Matt does it all the time. I'll send him a text message, and 2 days later, he'll finally respond to me.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, phone was dead. Didn't charge it.
That's because I really don't like it.
I got a friend like that. Guy I used to work with.
Wow.
He'll walk in his house and set his phone down and then pick it up the next day. I cannot imagine doing that. It's not for me. Keith's friend, Chris Goldschmidt, said, I work for myself. That's career suicide. And in a lot of ways, I feel the same way, too. Like, I don't think I could do it. The editor of JustUsGeeks.com, Emily, said red. That was her answer to the more traditional Matrix theme of the question. So red. Blue pill or red pill? Can we talk about that for a minute?
I'd say blue pill.
Blue pill.
I'm comfortable. I don't like steak.
That's me. I've got a good life. I don't want to go fight robot overlords. And
I'm seeing your face. Hold on. Hold on. I'm coming back to you in a second. Matt's friend David Strickland said, unplug. Never.
Never.
I imagine it was like, never.
Yeah.
No, yeah. Our friend Cindy Bullard said red. And Logan's mom said, I'm going with Cindy Bullard red.
I like how you refer to as Logan's mom.
Logan's mom.
Yeah. That's her Facebook name.
Logan's mom.
I heard she made you cheesecake.
Thanks for the cake.
No.
That we didn't get.
You guys got the red velvet cake.
Yeah, we got the red velvet cake, and thank you very much for the red velvet cake.
Was it full of red pills?
No.
It was red and green.
Just cocaine.
That explains
no,
a lot.
No, there wasn't cocaine in it. That's a lie.
The cake
was heroin.
Heroin.
It was heroin.
So Logan's mom says red. It reminds me of a 90s movie, something to do with a pie, Logan's mom.
Now, if you were in Neo's position and you were offered the same choice.
This is about your life.
And you had no idea what was on
now,
the other.
If you
took the red pill, you didn't really know what was going to happen. And like, you want to continue your boring life or do you want to take the red pill
and
see what happens?
Let's get right back to that. That's a very good question.
Quit coming up with good questions, Matt.
Stop being so darned good on the podcast, Matt. Our good friend Eric Plunk said, plug it in. So I'm thinking he doesn't want to get
unplugged. He's a blue pill. Yeah.
He's a blue piller. Our friend RJ Seals said, well, let's say this. Life is the Matrix. Let's say this life is the Matrix. Then I'd stay. That steak is too delicious. Mm-hmm. So that kind of goes back to your question, Matt. If it were Neo's life, would you do it?
Absolutely. The way it was presented, yeah, I would totally.
Well,
be
their
like,
world seemed a lot more dystopian than ours did,
which is kind of cool because that was really before we started seeing dystopian futures.
Yeah,
in film.
What are you talking about?
Like Hunger
Games.
We're
talking about the Matrix.
No, dystopian futures. Escape from New York.
That doesn't count. That's a good.
We're talking like modern dystopia.
It was set in 1997.
Zombies. Not post-apocalyptic. That's a different thing.
Yeah. This is like the
no,
man
that'd be
has
Mad
got
Max.
You down. So you'd do it? Would you do it, Matt? If you were Neo, would you do it? Would you have taken the choice?
If I was presented with the choice and I had a boring office job and I lived on my computer and it's like, hey.
And you're wearing that shirt right now.
And I'm wearing this shirt right now. Like, hey.
Whoa. No, it's not hey. It's... Whoa.
Would you follow the white rabbit?
That's the best. Hello, Keanu Reeves. It was a pleasure to get you on the podcast.
I'm glad to be here.
Excellent.
I'm going to give all of my salary to orphans.
If I was in Neo's position, absolutely. But having seen the movies and know what's on the other side of that red pill, nope.
Let's say 2 and 3 don't exist. Or let's say you can't see past 1.
You can't see past 1?
Yeah.
Well, why don't you just tell him he can't see past, you know, the red pill?
That's okay. Yeah. Okay.
Your life today, someone comes up to you. You have been chased by agents. You've supposedly shoved something in your mouth.
They made your mouth disappear.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they put it in
things got weird
button.
Way before the pill.
And you wake up.
Oh, yeah.
Some dude rips you off the side of the street, rips a robotic worm out of your belly. And then offers you blue pill or red pill.
And like, yeah, if you're on my side, you're giving me this red pill, things are going to get...
I had my gallbladder removed, and I'm not sure if I was offered a red or blue pill afterwards. So I'm not sure.
They just sort of handed you a little paper cup full of pills.
Josh is an agent.
Take these.
I had to get up and walk around and then pee before I could leave, so I probably was given a pill. No, it was like, you can't leave until you pee. I was like, alrighty.
I'm going to hold this pee forever.
Forever.
Let's see who wins this game.
Logan, would you, if you were Neo, would you take the pill? Which pill would you take?
Yeah, I'd definitely take the pill. Either situation. I mean, it's like I said, if I've just been pulled off the street and had a robotic worm ripped out of my stomach, I'm going to take the pill. Like at that point, I'm too curious not to.
What do you think happens to Neo if he takes the blue pill?
They show you in a video game. He just wakes up in his bed believing whatever he wants to believe.
Just like Morpheus told him.
Yeah, he like blacks out and then it just shows the scene of him waking up to his alarm clock.
It's like a roofie.
Wait, so you have an option in one of the games to just be like, I don't want to do
this? Path of Neo, yeah. They give you the blue pill, red pill option.
And so then the game's just over if you take the blue pill.
Yeah, you can beat it in like 2 minutes.
Wow.
What a cop out. What if like you didn't, like what if you were colorblind, or what if you were really confused about the movie?
Because he talks about the pill like as he opens his hands. He's like, this is the
there's
blue
like,
pill.
There's like flashing arrows to the red pill. Pick this one.
But it's in a color hue that only colorblind people can see.
It, yeah. No, you just see the code. That's what it is. You're just seeing the streaming code. And yeah. The wrong. James, would you do it if you were Neo?
I mean, if I was Neo and everything was like in the movie, then yeah, I would. But yeah, real life.
If you didn't
now.
Know how bad everything was going to get.
Well, I mean, if I didn't know that what
I think it was pretty bad for him already.
Yeah. Was going to like take electrical wires and blind me and then I'd die anyway. Yeah, I probably wouldn't do it. But
he knew who Morpheus was before he met
no,
him.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did.
He thought Morpheus was a hacker.
He didn't know anything about...
like, you're Morpheus. He knew who Morpheus was.
Yeah, but he thought he was just a hacker. He didn't know what he did or who he was.
Yeah, right.
He just knew of him. Well, the same way he knew Trinity, but he thought Trinity was a dude.
Trinity's a dude. Trin,
what are you doing?
Yeah.
Even in real life, if like I walked out of my place of work and got picked up in an SUV and they were like, blue pill, red pill, Wonderland, follow me down the rabbit hole, I'd be like, yeah, heck yeah, red pill, let's do this.
But
let's
out of ten, that's going to be like Charles Manson if it does that.
Yeah. And it's probably acid in the red pill.
Still don't care. It would be a good time.
It would be really awesome.
He's going to go join a hippie commune.
It would be really awesome, though, that like if you know,
Morgan Fishburne.
Sorry, I'm that guy.
He's got the finest voice in the world.
I'm that horrible anchor that confused Lawrence Samuel Fishburne. Or,
how'd you like that Super Bowl commercial? What Super Bowl commercial?
I'm not Samuel L. Jackson. It's fun.
Larry Fishburne.
Oh, cowboy. What's his
Jennifer
face?
Jennifer Lawrence Fishburne.
What if you took the pill and you woke up in Pee-wee's Playhouse?
That would be awesome.
Oh, God.
I would go to there.
I'd try to figure out what the secret word is.
Probably like... it's probably Zion or something like that.
Robot overlords.
That's fine. It's fine.
Yeah, sorry that joke fell flat.
It happens to me all the time.
No, it's gone. Oh, your joke just left.
No, I thought I was gonna
Chester's got some agents he's got to take care of.
Yeah, it's fine. So thank you for your answers. And every week, you get into the conversation and on the podcast by answering our question of the week.
We really appreciate it.
We do. Let's just dive right on head first into the Matrix fillers.
Failers.
There was no clicky keyboard, and that would have been perfect for this episode.
Because the Matrix ate the
clicky keyboard?
Everything before we started.
Oh my gosh.
Hence the...
It's a hint that we shouldn't be doing this show.
Bwah, 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 bwah. Someone knows. Oh my God, they're watching us, guys.
That's cool.
Am I going to have an agent come to my work tomorrow?
If Hugo Weaving shows up outside, it's over. I mean...
Logan. We're going to take you out of the Matrix.
All right, let's go.
Whoa.
Give me that red pill, buddy.
Okay.
So when the Matrix came out, it was pretty groundbreaking. The Wachowski then brothers.
Now they're siblings.
Until one unplugged.
And that is great. And that's great. Let them be siblings.
Lana.
Use your Matrix money however you want to.
We paid for that.
Yeah. Yeah, we really
that's
did.
That's fine.
Just a simple reprogramming.
We see what you did.
Exactly.
You know, the trilogy is hit or miss with a lot of people, including us, I think. But what you can't really deny is that for its time, the first movie, The Matrix, was pretty stinking incredible. It started the Keanu-sance, folks.
The what?
The Keanu-sance. Yeah, it did. I mean, just like Keanu Reeves everywhere after that.
Bill and Ted did that.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, but then he went dark for a while, and then he took that little pill. And
so it was Bill and Ted and then The Matrix? What did he do before that, in between there?
Point Break?
He did like Constantine.
No. Constantine
was after The Matrix,
yeah.
I thought we were talking about that time period, and then I realized.
Yeah.
No, Point Break was an awesome movie, guys. What about Dracula? He Dracula? I mean, he did it.
Well, I mean, I do stuff every day that's trivial, but that doesn't mean anything.
It's not important.
No, I mean, I get paid, but it's nothing to call home about. You know, it's fine. But, you know, The Matrix, hands down, all the way around.
Great score, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, it, really, really good stuff. Logan, what did you like the most about The Matrix?
The first Matrix?
Number one, numero uno.
Oh, geez. I liked the ability to learn things, like, instantaneously.
Yeah.
That was one of the neatest, like, concepts they plugged into my brain.
I need to fly this specific helicopter.
Yeah, and
boom.
Yeah. Downloaded. Yep. Yeah,
that was the coolest part to
me. That made
me
so mad because they could download stuff that quick, and in real life, it took me 3 days
to download one song.
1999, they're still on dial-up.
There was just dial-up at that time, and we were like, this is...
Keanu Reeves saw the movie. It was like, whoa. Where's the dial tone?
Yeah, I was going to say, when they used a computer and there was no dial tone, that's what really...
I'm in the Matrix. So you're good with it. What did you like the most about it?
That was it. That's like the coolest part.
The learning.
That's it? That's all you like the most?
That was like if you want to go to like favorite scenes and stuff.
The Kung Fu was pretty... Oh.
I know Kung Fu.
I mean, pop culturally, that was one of the most relevant scenes of all time.
That was my favorite part.
That's what I was about to say. Bullet time. They took 180 cameras and lined them up on a slope.
And we'll get to that when we talk about video games.
And but, I mean, it was just great because the scene actually only took like 1 second for him to just, they put him on the strings. He fell back and threw his arms around. But the way that they shot it with the 150 still cameras that just took pictures just instantly. Yeah.
The Matrix totally revolutionized movies and video games and television from that point on.
The year after that, they tried to do that with the Super Bowl. Do you remember that?
Yes.
When they had all the cameras set up around and they were trying to augment how they would show, they didn't get the touchdown because if you look at this picture here, they would zoom it around and it looked like just... utter dog mess, but
utter dog mess.
It looked like the Matrix Revolution. I mean, it's fine.
Hey. CG football players out there.
Yes, but I mean, video games. I mean, think about all the games afterwards that are like, we're using bullet time now. I mean, we've got to do that.
No, like every movie, every action movie after that for 5 years used bullet time.
I mean, it's still a relevant thing. So
they used it in Scary Movie.
Yeah.
You remember that the end fight scene where she just jumps up? She does the Trinity thing.
I think that was supposed to be that.
Well,
I'm just saying, it's
an example.
Yeah, it's an example, Logan.
Matt, what about you?
Quit harshing my buzz.
My favorite thing was as far as the first movie goes, is the fight scenes were just, they were real and choreographed and beautiful in my
opinion.
Lawrence
Fishburne pulls it off really, really well, which is stupid.
I mean, so did Keanu Reeves.
I mean, it was...
He got it downloaded into his brain.
That's what I like so much about the first movie is the fight scenes were real, and in the sequels it seemed like too much of a CG fest and they were just movie generating computers at that point. But the choreographed fight scenes in the first movie were definitely my favorite part, and Logan's thing with the I need to fly this helicopter right now. I need to know Kung Fu. Boom, done. There you go.
I know Kung Fu.
Yeah.
I think, I don't know, like, part of me looking back on it now says that all holds up really well, but I know it doesn't because, you know, I watched it and I thought, culturally, it's still really awesome, but then when you compare it to everything else, it's like, but you have to respect it for what it is, I guess. James, what about you?
I mean, I said it earlier. It's bullet time.
Bullet time. Just bullet time. Just,
the steps that they took for effects, digital effects, and just everything, I thought was just amazing because I've always been a movie buff, and just anything that you can do to help advance, you know, the theater going experience.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought was awesome.
Well, and I just. To me, The Matrix is one of those movies that everything just is right about it.
Yep.
You know, I mean,
it's a near perfect movie.
I agree.
The first one is a near perfect movie. Kind of like Iron Man. Iron Man is a near perfect movie.
It's as close to a 10 out of 10 as you can get. It's one of those movies that it's just such a perfect movie that I find a lot of trouble finding anything that just sticks out like a sore thumb to me that I don't like about it.
Right.
One of the guys that I work with, Daniel Davis, we've actually had him on the podcast before. He said, the only thing I want to know that you can talk about this if you want to. The only thing that I want to know and that I would ask Keanu Reeves if I ever saw him in person was, what's the deal with the look that he gives the delivery guy? Like the pizza delivery guy, or he does something. He's like, ugh. He gives him some weird Keanu Reeves look, and that's just kind of the way I explain it. It's like, wait, he's just Keanu Reeves.
Guy? What delivery?
At the very beginning of the movie.
You talking about you talking about Mouse that delivers the phone to him?
I don't know. I think I guess it is the phone guy.
Because I mean, that's Mouse. I mean, he later.
But like he gives him this weird look that's not really explained. I mean,
I think it's supposed to be more like a, I'm not expecting a package.
Yeah. What is this box?
Why do I have a package?
But it's the Keanu Reeves version of...
What are you talking about? Because I don't remember this part at all.
At the beginning of the movie, before he gets taken by Agent Smith to go put, make the mouth disappear and the bug in the stomach, he's at work. It's like right after he talks to Trinity, he wakes up at his cubicle.
Okay.
And then Mouse, the kid that was with him...
Yeah.
He comes walking in dressed like a UPS delivery guy or a DHL delivery guy, and he's got a box, and he hands it to him.
And it's got the phone in it.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the only delivery I can think of.
And that's it. That's one of those.
And the phone rings, and as it's ringing, he holds it out like that. He's like,
I haven't seen the movie in 10 years.
I've never seen a phone ring. What is this? Hello?
That would be confusing to anyone, though, really.
Right. I mean, it's like.
But it would be awesome.
Who would send me a phone, and now some.
It's just the mob?
Omnipotent person is telling me, okay. Duck.
Lawrence Freeman. Left.
I know exactly what's going on all around you right now.
I know I'm 4 years old, but that movie really made cell phones cool for me.
That made cell phones
Hold up. If you think cell phones are so cool, why do you have a 30-year-old cell phone?
Because I'm poor, James. Oh. Give me some of your sweet career money and I'll buy a new phone.
Career money.
That was a... I'm looking at it right now. The Matrix cell phone... oh my god,
they were cool phones.
It was a Samsung, and it was just freaking awesome.
I had that phone.
It was a Samsung SPH N270. And
I wonder if any carriers still support that.
I bet it didn't even have a camera on it.
It's no, god, no,
no,
but the speaker slid up and popped out and was just. I mean, that's freaking incredible. It was spring-loaded. That's what was cool about it.
Because you hit the button and it just...
Yeah, that's really awesome. You know, movies have a way of doing that. Like, when Men in Black came out, I mean, I was just a kid.
You just wanted to wear a suit all the time?
Now it seems like every movie has iPhones. Like, everybody in every movie now has
iPhone. Even if, like, it's an action or a thriller movie, because the majority of America owns an iPhone.
Yeah. And then they use it with gloves, and I'm like, no.
Nope.
No.
And they have cool apps for it that you could never get.
And they make the wrong noises.
And that's product placement. Like, they even need it.
Like, for me, when I was a kid, I was a teenager. I went and saw Men in Black with my friends. And I was like, I have to have those sunglasses. I'm going to go out and buy those sunglasses right now.
Weren't they like $150, $200?
Yeah, they were.
Did you buy them?
Movies
you want to buy. And things. Then I lost them.
Oh, no.
Well, that's what happens when you buy the expensive glasses. You lose them that day.
I don't spend more than $10 on sunglasses.
Yeah. And it shows.
Man. I remember going to Jackson, and there used to be a Suncoast in the mall, and they sold the Morpheus shades from The Matrix.
James, Morpheus glasses story and go.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I had a friend who
that's
did
cool.
a... Due to play at CTA. This was back when the movie just came out, and I babysat her daughter while she was at rehearsals, and to pay me back, she got me like the authentic, not the cheap ones.
Yeah, not the Suncoast ones.
Not the Suncoast cheapies. She got me the real deal.
The Suncoast cheapies.
Expensive, like actual glasses.
Ray-Bans, probably.
Lawrence Fishburne glasses.
Yeah.
She went and punched Lawrence Fishburne and took his shades.
She punched him in the face and took his glasses.
That's where all those little pot marks are.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and I I've still got them there at my parents' house, but yeah, I still have those glasses.
You can purchase. Awesome.
You need to find them.
You can purchase this. You can purchase a Matrix phone on eBay for $600 now.
I think I still have it at the house.
Sell it. You have all these great things in your house. Sell them now.
Sell it with the glasses as $600,
like a $1,200 set.
Let's just see if it works. We need to sell the phone.
I want to see if it like works on a network still.
It will not.
Is it an analog? It won't work. It's an analog phone.
It's CDMA.
They don't have those networks turned on anymore.
No, but
that stinks. You could probably find somebody to retrofit it.
Those phones
way too much trouble.
No, it isn't. Not for that phone.
Whoa!
Who is this? Get like a replica thing.
I can't even take a picture.
Can I just put a spring-loaded thing in my iPhone and I'm just like, and it slides off the screen? And
your phone would probably still be as crappy if you tried to do that.
I cannot disconnect from the Matrix from this.
You're not even hooked up to the Matrix with that.
No, I've
already taken the red pill, guys.
Yeah, and you took like a green pill, I think. It's fine.
What does the green pill
He's
do?
He's trapped somewhere in between.
It cures your headaches. It's a Tylenol.
You know the third movie when he wakes up in purgatory. It's kind of like purgatory.
Yeah, yeah.
He's in that place, but actually, it's called like Mobile Avenue or something like that.
It's like a cellular dead zone.
Yeah. Well, no. He plugged in without being plugged in, and then name of the train station was like Mobile Avenue, which I always thought was clever because it's cell phone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He got in wirelessly.
Yeah.
Wireless technology.
He hooked up to the Wi-Fis. But that's what
I'm on Wi-Fi.
That's kind of what Logan is with the green pill. He's not really plugged in. He's just on some low frequency Wi-Fi.
And he has a nice little caffeine buzz. It's fun. So we're all in agreement that the Matrix was good. Matt and I tend to think that it stands alone well.
In my opinion, it should have stopped there. It was a complete movie, a complete story.
It does stand alone, but the further adventures of Neo.
The adventures of Neo and his pal Morpheus. Getting in hijinks and cleverness. Sorry. Watch as Neo outsmarts Agent Smith.
1940s TV hour.
He punches Agent Smith right in the jaw.
1920s Matrix audio drama.
Watch him leap buildings with a single bound.
Oh no, it's not going to work, Neo.
Since it was Warner Brothers, they did make mention of his Superman thing. They said, he's doing his Superman thing.
Michael from Lost, who nobody liked.
Yeah, he was a killer.
You watched Lost, right?
Right. Yeah. I didn't watch the last season, but...
Oh, well, Michael wasn't in the last season.
Did you fellas see that cat over there? I saw it twice. Deja vu.
No.
Who's that lady in the red dress? Find out next week. It's fine. So Matt stands alone just fine. I kind of think that you could... It's one of those things that I'm glad that I saw 1, 2, and 3. I'm glad I saw the trilogy. But 1 is definitely the strongest for me.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know. What do you think, Logan?
My thing is, I could watch The Matrix one night and be perfectly happy going to sleep without watching the rest of it.
It's not like, sometimes it's not like, oh, I have to see the rest of the trilogy right now.
No, but I would also be happy staying up and watching the rest of it. You know, I enjoy it as a three-piece, too.
Now, for me, though, if I watch...
It's not Nuggets.
It is now.
If I watch the first one and I don't... have any intention on watching the rest of it, then I'm fine. I'm like, Logan, I can do one at a time. But if I decide to do the other movies, I have to watch 2 and 3.
Yes.
Like right there in a row. And I mean, I've got everything. So, I mean, I will actually queue up. I'll watch parts of the Animatrix, the second Renaissance parts 1 and 2.
Yeah.
Beforehand. Do you watch it like
I watch
by
it
the timeline?
Chronological order. I've got the chronological order and I will watch like Animatrix sections here, and here.
See, for that,
do the
it's
first
awesome.
Movie, then hit up Final Flight of the Osiris and the kids, because he's the kid. I can't remember his name. Just they call him the kid in the second movie. I watch his story, and then I'll hit you know the second movie and the third movie. But I have to watch the second and third movie have to be done immediately, like right after each other, because it is just one movie. It's not two movies. It's one continuous storyline that they broke up into two movies and released 6 months apart from each other.
See, I've never seen them all together, so maybe that's why I hate them so much. I don't know.
Really? You've never...
We should take a day if we're all off and like,
I've
just
never
sit
had like
down,
a Matrix. I saw them like, in theaters because I was up. Really excited.
The chronology.
Yeah, we could queue up. I've got all of it. We'll just queue the whole thing up.
I don't know if I want to spend that much time with you.
Well, it's not like Lord of the Rings. It's not like Lord of the Rings or anything. Don't bring KFC.
When the extended cut of Lord of the Rings and Hobbit all come out, you know we're doing we're doing that.
I still haven't seen the new Hobbit.
We will call it Marathon.
We'll have to all take a week off work.
Marathon Monday. We'll do it on a Monday. Start from sun up and go to sun up the next day.
No.
I'm not.
I don't like Lord of the Rings that much. I'm sorry. It's
fine. You're not invited.
Thanks.
But tell your mom to bake us a cake. Yeah.
Okay.
Tell your mom.
Bring a cake, drop it off, leave. We'll
make sure Logan's mom knows that we need the precious for the viewing.
I'll bring a single donut.
The precious.
The one ring.
To rule them all.
We would just fight over this donut all day.
Donut fat hobbits.
Give me that donut.
It's fine. The precious. So
you turn invisible when you take a bite out of it.
He's just gonna spit it back that in donut. There. I want that donut.
Why did no one? Maybe they did do it on The Simpsons, but they should have done a Simpsons mashup with that Homer and the One Ring, where he.
I don't think they've done that.
The one thing the Simpsons have never done.
They've never done it.
Simpsons have not done it.
He takes a bite and whoop. Oh!
In season 36, they're going to do it.
That's like 10 more years.
And it's going to be my idea. So for me, the third movie was just totally...
I don't...
It was the final
Honestly,
act.
I don't remember anything about the third movie.
I think this also may be scarring the third movie for me. The Gov and I... went on a double date for that movie, and I didn't really want
to. Who did you guys go with? Like, was it you and him and then another couple?
That's adorable. What year did the third movie come out?
2003. Yeah. Both of them came out. It was May and November of 2000, or April.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Matrix came out in 99.
Right.
Reloaded came out when?
Like, 2000. April or May of 2000. I think it was May of 2003, and then... Revolutions.
So they took
four year break. Yeah. There was no intentions on doing more, and
that's the way it should have stayed. In my opinion,
I don't know. Like, can you imagine though? That's where I have a problem with it. Like, I love it as a standalone movie, but when you know the story, it's really hard for me to be like, "That's it" at the end of that movie. But 2 and 3 can be so crappy at times that I'm like, that should have been it.
It's not like it wasn't a money grub, which a lot of people say, oh, it was a money grub. But they were like, hey, we've got an idea to continue the story. And Warner Brothers, being the money grub, was like, yeah, that first movie made us a lot of money.
Here's
a lot of money.
Make this movie.
And they shot it as one big movie and then cut it in half.
They shouldn't have done it. I wish they had not. I don't know.
I mean, they have the first trailer for the third movie is attached to the end credits of the second movie.
Yeah, it is.
Because it was one of the first times I ever stayed after, because with the usher, whenever I was going in, he was like, stick around after the credits if you want to see, you know, what's going to happen next. It was like,
awesome.
Yeah, I'll do
more
that.
Terribleness.
Really,
that's,
man?
That's so horrible.
Really?
But at the end of 3, when they're having like that weird tribal sex party, it loses me.
The rave?
Yeah, it's like...
The second one.
Oh, is it? Yeah,
the second one. Yeah.
The cave rave?
Yeah. Cave rave!
Woo!
And then they get Dave Matthews involved, and it's just...
they get wild in Zion.
They get what's coming to them.
Sorry, I like the third movie, though, because they're mechs. They got those robot suits shooting down.
That's stupid.
Robots.
They play basketball.
I love that. They're just like
Logan loves a big old robot that plays basketball. So
yeah.
I like giant robots. What can I say?
That play basketball.
Yeah, you and your.
Now I want to play Metal Gear.
You're a Pacific Rim.
I still haven't played that, by the way.
Metal Gear.
So Logan, third movie, second, third. What do you think?
I liked them. Like I said, I'm fine. Like I'm James. I have to, like, if I'm gonna sit down and watch the last two, I have to watch them together. You can't
just watch one of them and then be done. You've got to.
There's nobody out there who's like, The Matrix Reloaded is my favorite Matrix movie. Like, it just doesn't work that way.
It really irritates me sometimes because, like, on Cinemax, they'll show the second one or the third one.
Like, why did they do that?
But on holidays, like Memorial Day or Labor Day, they'll sit down and they'll show all three
Memorial
of them.
Memorial Day, remember. We remember.
We remember what Neo did for
maybe
us.
Maybe that's my problem. I'm just watching them wrong.
Probably.
Yeah, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah.
There's a proper way to watch movies,
Matt. I saw Reloaded
in
theaters,
Matt,
and I was like, that movie's
Matt,
stupid. And went
Matt,
and watched Revolutions.
The Matrix came first. That was the first one, Matt.
Oh,
I was wondering why Neo came back to life.
Wait, he does come back to life.
Matt, the Matrix came first, and suddenly he has
the first one.
Whoa.
Remember, he dies.
Oh, yeah.
Then he comes back to life.
Well,
that's not him. That's Trinity. He like
no,
reaches.
That's the second one when Trinity dies and he brings it back.
And
the first one, he dies. He gets shot up by Agent Smith. And she's all like talking to him like, hey, the Oracle said I was going to fall in love with a dead man. Oh. And then she kisses him and he goes, I'm back to life.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
And they show it in the code and it's all. Ooh.
Yeah, and then he sees everything in code.
Whoa.
And he jumps inside Agent Smith. And
That was pretty cool. So here's the question.
Did you get mad, Matt?
Let's take
you mad.
I don't want to talk.
You want to cry?
Let's take a look at the cinematic property. And here's the question that I have for you. And I just want your answer when we talk about it. When you think about the Matrix as a property, which way does it stand alone better? As the Matrix or the Matrix trilogy? Which one is better overall?
You know my answer.
No, I mean, but think about it, though. Like, the connected story, is it better as The Matrix or is The Matrix trilogy?
I like it better as The Matrix trilogy just because they tie up a lot of loose ends that were in the first one.
I mean, I'm with Logan.
There are a few storyline things. They tie up the whole like robots versus humans thing, period. Yeah,
end the war at the end of the last movie. It's like,
it's kind of important.
We'll have peace as long as, you know, humans will allow it.
Yeah.
To me, it didn't need all the explanation. It was the first movie was brilliant and amazing. And I wish it would have just stopped there. I didn't want to get into the,
I like seeing more of his the oneness, you know, like him doing stuff rather than just being thrown into it and happen to be the one. I mean,
yeah, it's always nice to watch a character evolve.
Yeah.
Evolve.
He evolved in the first one.
No, he didn't.
He could fly by the end of it.
He could just jump really high.
No, he flew.
Yeah, I know. The last scene, he flies off.
Rage Against the Machine. It's a great band.
Are they dead now or?
No, they're not dead. They just don't play music anymore.
Mm. You know what killed him? The Matrix.
No, it didn't.
He flew off and Rage Against the Machine was over.
You know what's wrong with him?
What?
They did political music and you can only do that for so long.
That's true.
I'm going to say that I can't pick one or the other because to me, like the Animatrix and the video games tie it all together better than just those three movies standing alone on their own. You know, you get the, like we were talking about before.
I thought you were talking about just the first movie by itself.
I am. Like, I can't pick one because I have the knowledge that the Animatrix exists, that the video games exist, and they, together with the trilogy, tell an amazing story.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. All of it together is awesome.
Yeah, but like just the three movies on their own, you know, is a trilogy, it's not bad. But without the other added in, I still kind of favor just the movie. But I like the story so well, it's hard to pick. That's just
one of those
answer.
Like the universe is really cool.
Yeah.
Maybe like, not this particular tale from it, but.
Right. And I think that the additional properties add so much that and we'll talk about that in just a minute after the break, but I think that's a huge thing. So I would love to see more from this universe. That's just me.
Is it dead?
No. They are talking about coming. They've been talking about it for 2 or 3 years now that they're looking at doing a fourth one that could or could not have the
return. Wachowski brothers? Siblings. Sorry.
That could or could not have the return of Neo because, I mean, they say it's one of the last lines that that he could return, you know, reincarnation. I mean, it could be Keanu. It could be somebody completely different because the one's going to be reincarnated.
He's Jesus.
Yeah, exactly.
See, there were so many, like, Christian parallels that folks made out of that.
And yeah. No, it was all like it was intentional. All that stuff was intentional. There's a documentary that they did alongside with filming the first movie, and I think they, I don't remember when it came out, but it's called Enter the Matrix.
Mm-hmm. And it's a video game?
No. This is a full-length feature documentary. It's like an hour and 45, 2 hours long, and it goes into every detail about the movie from conception to the release. And I mean, I highly recommend it. If you have any interest at all in the Matrix, give it a watch. It's on, you know, Vudu. Oh, it's not the Matrix, Enter the Matrix. It's called The Matrix Revisited. Sorry.
Yeah.
I was about to say, it can't be called Enter the Matrix.
It's not, Matt. Okay. I had it wrong. Okay. I'm sorry.
I was just
Matrix Revisited. Give it a watch. It's really good. Let me look up the runtime on it right now. It's 2 hours and 3 minutes. Came out in 2001.
And it's a documentary?
Yeah, it's an extras-only DVD. It's basically just a two-hour documentary about everything
cool
about the Matrix, the original Matrix.
I'd watch that.
The second Matrix made a crazy amount of money compared to the first one.
Yeah, but the third one.
Third one didn't. But yeah,
the second one left a bad taste in everyone's mouth because they didn't see a whole movie. They saw half a movie.
Right.
And they didn't call it The Matrix 2 Part 1.
Part 1, yeah.
Yeah, that's what they should have. All right, I want to hear from you over at justicegeeks.com. Let us know what you think about The Matrix. What do you like better? Just one or the trilogy? You could love the second one more than you do anything else. Let us know, and we'll
be. You could, but you would be wrong.
You could, but you'd be an idiot. You wouldn't be an idiot. I'm just playing.
But Matt's an
idiot. You'd be wrong. You're not stupid. You're not stupid, but you're wrong.
Matt said you're not stupid, but I'll fight you. So it's fine. It's fine. We're gonna pause and do a blast from the past during our commercial break, thanks to Marvel and Ant-Man releasing their put your headphones back on. You want to hear this, I promise. You can do that in a minute. Matt pees during the break.
But Matt,
you want to stick around and hear this because we're going to throw back to a skit that we did with the founders Behind the Candelabra, which features a nice mashup of Behind the Candelabra and The Matrix. So we're going to take a break, and then we're going to talk about one of our new partners here at JusticeGeeks.com, Lynda.com, LYNDA. And we'll get into that in a minute, but we'll be right back.
Coming this summer from Marvel Motion Pictures, it's a superhero tale of tiny proportions. This is the story of Hank Pym, also known as the Ant-Man. Hank Pym was a scientist who developed particles that allowed him to shrink to microscopic size. But the smaller he got, the bigger his adventures. Saving the world as the superhero Ant-Man, Hank Pym traveled the world as one of the first superheroes until that day he decided to hide behind a candelabra. Shrinking down to ant size, he hides behind a beautiful candelabra, ready to spring out and surprise a villain. But he gets stuck. I'm Hank Pym. I've been stuck behind this candelabra for 60 years. I can talk to ants. They brought me food. They brought me water. But they couldn't get me free. That's why I'm 80 years old and Ant-Man. Hi, I'm Paul Rudd. One day, Paul Rudd enters the room with Ant-Man and seeing a beautiful shiny candelabra decides to pick it up, accidentally freeing Hank Pym, who then grows to full size. Whoop, 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 whoop. Well, hey, sailor. Thanks for freeing me from behind the candelabra. How did you get so small to fit down there? Well, I have this superpower. It's in my suit. Would you like to put my suit on?
Could I?
Well, when I saw you, I grew 12 sizes. So yeah, take my suit.
I bet.
Kickstart your new year and challenge yourself to learn something new with a free 10-day trial to lynda.com. That's L-Y-N-D-A.com. Lynda.com is used by millions of people around the world. It has over 3,000 courses on topics like web development, photography, visual design, and business, as well as software training like Excel, WordPress, and Photoshop. Sign up for your free 10-day trial today by visiting Lynda.com/JustUsGeeks, and you'll get unlimited access to every course on Lynda.com, access to view tutorials on tablets, iPhone, and Android mobile devices, and access your new courses added every week. So do something good for yourself in 2015 and sign up for your free 10-day trial today by visiting lynda.com/justicegeeks. You guys suck.
I love you.
It's hard to produce anything.
We were helping.
Yeah, it's fine.
We were doing nothing but helping.
Yeah, you were. You're.
You got it.
You're just as helpful as the Matrix 2 and 3 were to the Matrix 1.
Just as helpful.
Just as helpful.
We're your just as help. Just as helpline.
We don't have one of those.
No, but I tell you, we do. We have a Just Us Geeks hotline. You can call 1-707-OK-GEEKS, leave a message, and we'll feature you on the podcast. We've not done that in forever.
I'm going to call that number.
Wait, do it. Yeah.
You're kidding me. We have a phone number?
Yeah, 1-707-OK-GEEKS. And you'll hear a founding member of JustUsGeeks.com tell you what to do, and they're going to do it. Don't do it now. I mean, you're on the show. So, but you out there in internet land can do it, and we'll put it on the show next week.
What's the number one more time?
1-707-OK-GEEKS.
Is this a toll-free number?
That's it. On your cell phone. Absolutely. Yeah, there's no tolls on cell phones. What is that? Is this a toll-free number?
Pay no tolls, you don't get no rolls.
You know what?
I made that up.
Maybe if you guys hadn't been such a-holes and listened to our Lynda.com promotion, you could have...
Well, you shouldn't have tried to record a commercial with us in the room.
Exactly. Yep. He's got you there.
Duly noted. That's very, very true.
I wish I could have Gov just bleep something. I want to say it just right now.
Nope. We'll say it afterwards.
A whole bunch. Yeah. All right. So
I got your text message, by the way.
You're welcome.
You should call that in too. What was the number?
1-707 Okay Geeks.
Okay Geeks.
Wow, I'm amazed that I was able to say that without you guys doing something horrible. All right, so
we're horrible people.
I only wanted to screw you up once, Josh. I didn't expect the whole train wreck from that.
It's terrible.
I just went to the bathroom and I came back and I had no idea what was going on.
You came back and you'd unplugged. Your world was a dystopian future full of robots and science.
He started taking his clothes off. So.
I did. I thought that was part of the show. I thought it was part of the show.
Okay, so the Animatrix and the Matrix video games and other Matrix properties. Which one is your favorite one, Logan Barnes?
The Matrix Path of Neo.
Hands down. Why?
It takes the movies.
Yeah.
All the story is still there, but it adds to it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like when Neo plugs in to learn Kung Fu, you play those parts as a tutorial to the game.
Yeah.
And it's really awesome. Things like that. They add the 6-month period between the Matrix and the Matrix Reloaded.
Right.
Yeah.
You go around and, you know, red pill some people and,
So you get to go around and free people?
Yeah.
I wish you could blue pill Jada Pinkett Smith from eternity. Like Gotham. Oh, take the blue pill and she's gone. And the show's way better.
No, it would have been really interesting had the Wachowskis gotten their original pick for Neo being Will Smith.
Yeah.
But he opted to do Wild Wild West and
fought giant robots.
I didn't know that.
He took the blue pill and woke up with a horrible movie, but a decent soundtrack. So
Will Smith was their first choice.
Will Smith was the first choice for Neo. He passed so he could do Wild Wild West.
I don't know. I kind of like Keanu Reeves better at that.
Oh, yeah. Keanu killed it.
Will Smith went and saw The Matrix and was like, whoa. Scientology on
screen. Who was the guy that was offered Buzz Lightyear?
before Tim Allen.
That's not important to the no.
Anyway, that has nothing to do with what we're talking about. Sorry.
I don't know. That's
somebody
weird,
was offered Buzz Lightyear and they turned
that's
it
a
down.
Weird dystopian future in like an alternate timeline that maybe our pal Chester exists on where Will Smith is Neo.
Probably.
So anyway, you're going with Path of Neo.
Because they actually, in the Wachowski brothers come on screen at one point and explain their reasoning for certain parts of the game.
I love the fact that they directed the video game.
Yeah, they've handpicked the scenes to use in the video game. Yeah.
Well, that's
like,
cool.
Yeah, it was really awesome.
And, you know, like, I'll say that for this, I played a little bit of Enter the Matrix for GameCube.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. And, you know, like, that
gotta
game...
love that GameCube.
I can't remember if... Can you hack... Path of Neo, like add in, you know, weapons and weapon drops and stuff like that. Did you, when you played through Path of Neo, was that in there?
Geez,
well?
Now I can't remember. I rushed through it. I think it's just you find stuff in that one and you beat up guys and take it.
Well, you can actually hack the game.
Yeah,
the
I remember that.
And that was the coolest feature to me. Like, you had to have a... But obviously, before the internet was what it is today, like, you had to have a working knowledge of how to use, like, a DOS-based system to even get into the cheat menu. You know, I thought that was pretty cool.
Who did you play as on it?
Ghost and Niobe.
Yeah, I never played as Niobe.
You didn't play as Niobe? I knew you could, you know, do one of the two. I just wanted to know who he played as.
Yeah, Ghost. Matt, what about you? Which was your favorite property outside of the trilogy?
Trench coats.
They brought it back, huh?
They really brought it back, and
then those
they look so cool.
Those a-holes in Columbine took them away again.
Yeah, they did.
Is this
now? You just look creepy.
Nah, this
in a trench
post
coat.
Columbine.
This post Columbine.
Nah. Was it?
Yeah.
Oh,
Columbine was high school.
Yeah. Anyway,
so trench coats. Do you own a trench coat, Matt?
Nope. I own a pea coat. Which is close.
Not at all.
No, not at all.
One is worn in New England and one is worn in a dystopian future.
Whatever. Trench coats are cool.
One is worn in a mom's basement.
Yeah,
and
but
the
these were leather trench coats.
Yeah.
Yep, they were leather.
Like, not cumbersome, but like smooth, sleek trench coats.
Mm. Well, yeah, in the first one, wasn't it leather? In the second one, though, it was cloth.
I think so.
Like, it was almost like an Asian. Because it was real like tight on the top, and then
the first one was like
bottom.
It was a trench coat, but it was open on the top, and then the second one was
buttoned at the top,
sealed,
you know,
and then it was like flowy at the bottom,
flowy.
Yeah, it was like a dress.
I liked the second one. I thought it was cool.
It was good.
It's so weird that
the movie was terrible, but the trench coat was cool.
It's so weird that like that fashion, which was not even close to what was going on in our timeline, had an influence on what people wore in 2003, and it did.
I have a trench
the
coat.
Soundtrack.
It
is,
brought out cyberpunk
for the first Matrix movie was good. It was a really good soundtrack.
Yeah. I had it. James, what about you? You're going to say Animatrix, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Good answer.
I mean, I enjoyed the Animatrix. I like every aspect of it. It was just like nine separate stories, nine different directors, nine different points of view on it.
It's awesome. I watched that.
I like getting Trinity's origin story. I like getting the kid's origin story where he was contemplating suicide and then actually goes through with it and then wakes up.
Yeah. I just think that like people
spoiler
should,
alert.
I just think that people should do properties this way now. Like, you know, like
you know, they tried it with Halo. Do you remember that? They did the Halo animations.
Yeah.
They were okay. They were not near the quality, though.
No, no, God, no. And it wasn't near the property like, you know, The Matrix was either. So
wasn't Spielberg involved with a Halo movie project?
Live-action TV show that's going to be on the Xbox One.
It's already out. They've already released a whole bunch of Nightfall.
Oh, is it already out?
A ton of it, yeah. There's like
I don't watch
eight episodes or something like
nobody
that.
Nobody does, actually. It's fun.
It's awful.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Animatrix too because it really connects the whole thing together.
It does.
I haven't seen the Animatrix in its entirety.
See, you got to watch the whole thing, man. Yeah, you're killing me, man.
You can't not like the series if you've not watched the entire series.
Yeah, it is part of the series.
I've seen the movies.
I don't know.
I've seen Reloaded and Revolutions.
Yeah, but not all at once.
What are you saying, Logan? What do you think?
No.
If you really want to know Neo's story, I honestly think Path of Neo is the best.
Path of Neo is a
it.
Great way to. But see, like, they did this so well. That's why I was. What I was saying before the break was that if I had to just pick the trilogy or the movies, I would just, or the movie, The Matrix, I would pick The Matrix, you know, is which one's better. But if I can take the whole property as a whole, all the video games and the Animatrix combined with some of the fiction that's online, it's an awesome universe. I mean, it really, really is. And there's not been anything like it since, I don't think. That's just my opinion. So
I'm really hoping that the Wachowski siblings will go ahead and do another chapter in the
Is
the
it
series.
Wachowski or Wachowski? Because I thought it was Wachowski.
I don't think it matters now, but
it's just the whatever.
The Matrix guys.
Yeah, the Matrix pals.
Siblings. The Matrix people.
But
pals.
I don't think
super fun.
Like,
pals.
I think it would be cool if Keanu came back, but I don't think he has to.
I don't think he has to. I think that Neo, you know, the character of Neo,
he's done. Dead.
But he's dead. I mean, the machines take his body off. Yeah. End of the last movie, the machines take his body off, and we never see him again.
Deus
and then Sati is all like, "I made the sky purple because I miss Neo."
Yeah. Feels.
Yeah. But I think that if they want to reincarnate the one, you know, get somebody else to come in and do it. Get Nick Cage.
He will return.
Nick Cage is the one anyway.
He is the one.
Yeah. Can you imagine The Matrix with Nick Cage instead of Keanu Reeves?
So awesome. Whoa, I know, Kung Fu.
If they were to make a new Matrix
It's basically
movie,
just older Keanu Reeves.
Who would be the lead? I don't know.
I have no clue.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody who could.
Jaden Smith.
No.
I'm just playing.
No.
No. No, not at all.
No, really?
It'd be an unknown.
Keanu
probably.
Reeves has not aged a day.
He could do it.
Throw him back in there.
Yeah. Nah.
I don't know. I mean, I think it's a good question, and
he's dead.
It really just
right. I know.
Well, yeah. It depends on where they would take the story. So I don't know.
There'd have to be another uprising because I mean, it does end.
Yes,
or they could go back. They could go back and do a prequel movie and show. Because I mean, the
Lawrence Fishburne's too old for that.
Well, it wouldn't be with Lawrence Fishburne.
What is he
Lawrence
doing?
Fishburne wouldn't be. He does Hannibal now.
Hannibal and
Blackish. Did CSI for a lot of years.
I'm glad he's doing.
Watch Hannibal.
Hannibal?
Hannibal.
Could do a whole episode on Hannibal. It's that good.
It's awesome.
Huh. Yeah.
I want him to go back. They could do like a telling of the Second Renaissance. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's 100 years before Neo's even born. And so, I mean, just get into the war, like how the original war started, because I mean,
that's a good idea.
They just touch on it in the Renaissance, but I mean, but like, do a live action movie.
See, it's almost like they've done all of this, and that's how you can kind of take the first movie. Like, they intentionally leave out a whole bunch of crap and are vague about a whole bunch of crap that you're thinking still, you know, in 2015, they could pull this out at any time.
Yeah.
And I think
it's
that's
a whole
awesome.
World. It's like a Tolkien level.
Yeah, I mean, like,
it world. Is. It's like our Tolkien.
Well,
it kind of. I mean, because it's so expanded, not like on the same caliber level, but
There's a lot you can do with it.
Well,
you
know, I mean,
Star Wars, is
the Matrix. You can count all the properties from it on like two hands.
Yeah, but they're good properties.
They are, so. But I mean, it has way more room for expansion.
Yeah. Like,
they need to.
Yeah, they do.
That I agree with.
I just wonder who owns the rights to all of that.
Warner Brothers?
The Wachowski brothers?
No,
siblings?
I don't think that they own the rights. I think that they had to sell the rights to Warners to get the movie made.
Because
when the first movie was, when that was like their second movie that they ever did.
So what's Warner Brothers doing with The Matrix? They're sitting on it?
Sitting on it.
Yeah.
Waiting to see if the
until they can reboot it.
I don't think they'll ever reboot it. I think that they're just waiting to see what Andy and Lana want to do.
Yeah.
You know, if they want to do another movie, then they'll say, okay, go for it. Here's some money.
Yeah. And I think they'll get it. I think they would do it.
Oh, they would gladly write him a check for that.
Well,
like,
I
no
don't
problem.
Know because the past few movies that they've done have not been stellar.
Well, we got Jupiter Ascending.
What have they done besides The Matrix?
Now, like Cloud Atlas, which was an amazing movie, the most expensive independent movie ever done because they financed it themselves and had Warner Brothers, I think it was Warner Brothers, distributed. But it's a 3.5-hour epic.
Tom Hanks?
Yes. Tom Hanks, baby.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. That's a beautiful
It is
film.
A great movie. They produced a lot of movies. They did...
it's based off a book, right?
Ninja Assassin. They produced V for Vendetta.
Oh, I forgot they did V. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I can easily forget they did that movie.
Hence Hugo Weaving. I don't know. I kind of like V for Vendetta.
Meh.
I have a special place for that movie because my wife gave me 3 dates. She was like, pick one of these dates to get married. And I was like, November 5th. I'll never forget it.
remember. Maybe the Wachowski siblings are the best part of the property. I don't know. I mean, because I think the potential is still there.
They did Speed Racer, which was terrible the first time you watch it.
Yeah.
But if you keep watching it,
it grows on you.
It grows on you. It really does. You're like, wow, it's not bad.
No, if a movie's terrible the first time you watch it, it's a terrible movie. You shouldn't have to watch a movie multiple times for it to be
exactly good.
I don't know about that.
Well, things just grow on you.
It may be bad the first time. I think it can become okay. I don't think a movie can ever become great
Speed Racer was uncomfortable to watch because they filmed it in a certain way. They kept the background and the foreground in focus the entire time.
Yeah, but
picture is in focus. There's nothing out of focus in the entire movie.
That was to replicate the style of old anime, though.
It's weird looking when you watch it.
Action, yeah, it's weird.
It's uncomfortable to watch. Yeah. And then once you get past that, you're like, it's all right.
Yeah. I think I was okay with it, though, because I've watched a ton of anime. So, yeah, well, I mean, it's not.
You watch robots play basketball. So.
I do. Don't slight me for that.
I slight you 100 times.
James,
what are you doing over there on your cell phone?
Stop being mean to Logan. Stop it.
No.
You're way meaner to him than I am.
No,
Logan, by the way, game of the week is
Matrix Path of Neo, yeah, for sure. I mean, they changed the ending because they come out and they're like, we didn't think the martyr ending would be great for a video game. So instead, we're going to have you fight a giant, like 20-story tall Agent Smith made of rubble and tiny Agent Smiths. And you have this Superman style fight with giant Agent Smith.
Stupid Agent Smith.
And that fight with them in the subway was
cool. Yeah, you get to do that fight in the game.
Brilliant. Yeah. It's one of my favorite.
I need to play
scenes.
That.
You need to play that.
I never played it. I want to play it so bad.
I was. Working,
I may have to loan you my PS3 and my copy.
I just wish that I could play it on my PlayStation 4. That'd be awesome.
I'll loan you my PS3. I don't mind.
How's your PS4 doing?
It's awesome.
You playing Diablo?
We have been playing Diablo, haven't we?
Diablo's not the Matrix, though.
No, it's, okay. It's not.
Sorry.
We can talk
Sorry
about
to get
Diablo
off topic.
Next week.
Yeah, it's fine. We'll talk about it then. So, yeah, you should pick it up. And if you have we want to know your favorite Matrix property. Let us know, and we'll continue the conversation online. But I just think it's really hard to just put my finger on one because as a whole, it's just freaking awesome. You know, the whole universe is just really, really good.
There's a lot they can do with it, and I hope they do more with it because there's a lot there. There's a whole world, the Tolkien-esque world.
Do you guys remember that crazy lady who tried to sue the Wachowskis and Warner Brothers for like stealing her idea, and like it and the Matrix and the Terminator were all included in the lawsuit?
What?
This crazy lady, her name was like Sophia Stewart or something like that.
Sophia Vergara.
She wrote,
you stole my idea.
She wrote a story called The Third Eye that she said they stole and made into the Matrix.
Nobody read your crappy
story.
Now
the Matrix versus Terminator. That's a good that'd be an episode.
They could just jack
Warner
out.
Brothers doesn't own the rights anymore to Terminator, so they couldn't
do what?
I said Warner Brothers doesn't own the rights to Terminator anymore, so
there you go. What a dumb woman.
I can't believe you guys haven't heard that story.
No,
yeah.
Never heard of that.
Because she's dumb.
She calls herself the mother of the Matrix.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh, the mother of the Matrix.
Pretty sure Lana Wachowski is the mother of the Matrix.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why she did all that. Eat it, woman. I'm the mother of the Matrix.
I'm pretty sure it's a gender identity thing.
Whatever.
You kill everyone's buzz. Who would you be in the Matrix? One of the robots?
No.
Yeah.
I'd be the spoon.
Everybody's all bending you over.
Bend?
Oh. Yeah. You totally. I'm not even going there.
No. It's a family show.
No. You saved the jam last week, Logan.
I did.
That's pretty good. You ripped the jam right out of the Matrix. Ba-dum-bum-bum-bum. So, what's your jam of the week?
He doesn't have one.
What?
Better have a freaking jam.
No, actually, I've been reading a lot about Dragon Ball Xenoverse that's coming out in February. I'm super duper excited about
you
that.
You showed
game.
Me that awesome Dragon Ball
Dragon
Z
Ball
video.
Dragon Ball Z, huh? What'd you say about Dragon Ball Z?
Dragon Ball Xenoverse, Matt. Okay.
That may be leading into Matt's jam of the week here in a minute.
But it's the first like next gen Dragon Ball fighting game, and you
Goku goes ah.
They actually
Goku goes ah.
For like the first time in the video game history, they're severely changing the storyline of Dragon Ball Z. So you get to create a character, and you can go through and influence the storyline of original Dragon Ball Z. So
yeah,
it seems really interesting, and it's very, very pretty.
Cool. Matt, what's your jam of the week?
My jam of the week is The Killers. It's actual music. I've been listening to The Killers a lot lately. Yeah. Actually, I used to work with this girl named Jackie. James knows her.
I do?
No, he doesn't.
Yeah.
I don't think
I know.
We
worked in the photo lab together, and we'd talk about, you know, everything.
You are Cy the photo guy.
Yeah, I am Cy the photo guy.
You kill people.
This girl named Jackie, she was like,
I don't remember Jackie.
Yes, you do. This okay. was like,
hi, Jackie. I totally remember you.
He saved like photos from her life.
This is like 2003, and The Killers had just come out with Mr.
Brightside. We weren't hanging out in 2003.
Yeah, we were. Shut up. Will you let me do my jam of the week?
No.
Jesus. Anyway,
hurry up.
I worked with this girl named Jackie. Anyway, she was like, oh, the Killers. We talked about music. She's like, Killers are my favorite band. I was like, oh, they got that song Mr. Brightside. You know, whatever. I didn't really think much about it. She was like, yeah, they're my favorite band ever. Ever. And I was like, really? Anyway, so I got the CD because this was back when people bought CDs still.
We bought CDs.
James, what's your jam of the week? I didn't think Matt had a story for a jam of the week this week. This is not why we save the jam. What's your jam?
My jam of the week is my Vudu app PlayStation, Roku, just anything, your phone. But it is what allowed me, because I completely forgot my Matrix trilogy Blu-rays at home. But luckily, I have them in a digital copy online, and so I was able to watch them at the hotel.
Cool.
So I could get caught up and ready for this podcast.
Nice. My jam of the week is Diablo 3, the definitive edition, whatever it's called.
Ultimate edition.
The Ultimate Evil.
It's actually called the Ultimate Edition, you dummy.
It's ultimately awesome. It's been
Ultimate Evil Edition.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah.
You guys.
Anyway.
Matt, I have no idea who Jackie is.
Good night, everybody.
He checked out a long time ago. You should play Diablo 3. PlayStation Network got a great deal on it. It was pretty good.
If I had my PS4 yet, I would do that.
You could just buy it so you'd already have it.
You're never going to
get it. Have the good deal.
You're not going to ever get
it. I'm not getting it back, and that upsets me, because I'm going to have to get Dragon Ball Xenoverse on PC or something.
So you're going to put a fighting game on the PC?
Yeah.
They've put a lot of fighting games on the PC now.
Man, that's just weird.
All right.
Huge communities for it.
Good night, everybody. Thanks for hanging out with us. You don't get to say it. Thanks for hanging out with us for episode 146.
You're done.
Of the Justice Geeks podcast. Make sure you keep checking out JusticeGeeks.com for your daily dose of everything geek.
From
tech transformers, TV, music, video games, and more. You can find it all at JusticeGeeks.com.
You did it. I didn't think you would do it.
This baby. Childlike wonder in his eyes. It was amazing.
Tower alone on the sea.
Did you notice earlier when I put my headphones on? Yeah, it's fine.
He doesn't notice anything. He's singing. He doesn't know the words either.
But did you know that when it snows, my eyes become alive, and the light that you shine can be seen? Baby, I can pay you to a kiss from a rose on a grave. Ooh, the more I get of you, the stranger it feels, yeah.
The worst thing you can
now
ever do is
roses
put,
in bloom.
Put those two near anything that closely resembles a karaoke.
Right.
Yeah, it's just over. I often wonder if his face gets chapped.
God, you're horrible. He got stabbed in the face.
What, like 100 times?
Yeah, that's what's wrong with his face. He got stabbed.
He got stabbed in the face by fire?
He got stabbed in the face.
By fire?
Yeah.
His face got burned.
Yeah.
With knives.
My pleasure, my pain.
Face pain.
Face pain. God. Good night, everybody.
Hold on, I'm looking.
Quit saying that. Hold on.
What is wrong
I'm done.
With Seal's face? And
Please tell me that auto-completed
it did. I put in, what is wrong with S? And it put the first choice, Seal's face.
He got stabbed in the face.
With fire.
Okay, listen. The scars that mark Nigerian-born singer Seal have long been rumored to be the result of a tribal scarification rite. That is not the case. The extreme scarring on Seal's face and scalp are the result of a skin condition known as... Oh, it's lupus.
Oh, it's lupus?
I've been wrong my entire life about that. I thought he was stabbed.
Wait. It's never lupus.
It is lupus.
No. That's what House says.
No, in House, it's never lupus.
But it is, actually.
I've been kissed by a rose on the grave.
So wait. So lupus makes you look like you have melty face?
I've been kissed by a rose on the grave.
Hashtag it's never lupus.
It's never lupus.
You my power, my pleasure, my pain, baby. Oh, like a grown addition. Won't you tell me you're healthy, baby?
Did you know what was that last line?
When it snows.
Healthy baby? Is that it?
Is it
healthy baby?
Is the line when it snows?
You shine can be seen. Baby! I compare you to a kiss from a rose on a grave.
Ooh!
More I get.
Anyway!
Anyway! Face, yeah!
I wasn't done talking about Jackie.
We're done with Jackie.
Are you done with Jackie?
Yeah.
I don't know who Jackie is.
Her boyfriend threatened to kill me.
Well, no wonder.
Because we were in a band at the time.
Is he a super
saiyan? Anyway, you worked at Lowe's with her boyfriend. Anyway.
Nobody cares. He threatened to kill me, too, because I was going out with her at the time.
Anyway.
You're all horrible. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Your rose is in bloom, a light hits the gloom.